And she says the process has been fantastic.
I got off the phone and I was like, that's what it should be like. It was a pleasurable experience. An encouraging experience at that.
MediShare might be just the thing you're looking for your family, your budget. Use the savings for other things. Why not get your questions answered? Find out how much you can save. You can call right now. 833-39-BIBLE. That's 833-39-BIBLE. 833-39-BIBLE.
Today, Vice President Mike Pence delivered the keynote address at the U.S. Coast Guard Academy's 137th commencement exercises.
I'm pleased to report to you, as the Admiral reflected, you do so at a time of historic investment. And as you accept the responsibility to lead Coast Guardsmen and women, I promise you, this Commander in Chief will always have your back.
Amazon is cracking down on customers who return too much stuff. Now, Amazon says it will ban customers and Axe accounts for people who make too many returns, and in some cases, it won't even inform them. Now, it is worth noting the Amazon return policy is 30 days, but Amazon does not mention anything in that return policy about your account being terminated. Retail expert Katie Smith says Amazon is making a very bold move here.
When shoppers buy online, they obviously can't try the items. They can't, if it's clothing, they can't touch the fabric. So online retailers generally do expect a higher rate of returns than brick-and-mortar retailers.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Cryptocurrency seems to be the latest and greatest craze out there, but is it legitimate or just another get-rich-quick scheme? Well, Robert Shiller is a Yale professor. He says we've had a history of this sort of thing before, and he also discusses what money and currency really means to the American psyche.
This isn't the first time that some kind of new money was proposed and got zealous followers. I think there's a mystique to money. You know, there's something that children will ask. What is these little pieces of paper? Why does people take it? Mm-hmm. Well, they take it because other people will take it, and there's some kind of faith or belief in it. Mm-hmm. We could just as well have it worthless, but somehow it isn't. It's worth a lot. Currency is a strong, psychologically important part of our lives. It's nations attach their name to it. The European Union kind of created this euro currency. I think it was a bid to establish connections between the different countries and make them feel like one country. Mm-hmm. So it's so important to our psyche, mm-hmm, that anyone who wants to produce a new idea tries to link it somehow to a new kind of money.
A man in Florida was arrested for attacking a Burger King employee because he would not accept several discounted Whopper coupons. The man was charged with battery and booked in the county jail on the misdemeanor count. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Hi, I'm Jeannie Murphy, host of Talented People Radio, produced by Mariah Media. Our show is fun, and we specialize on interviewing some of the most awesome people from around the world. Tune in and watch our live stream on Facebook, and don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel so that you can watch past episodes. Talented People airs every Wednesday from 3 to 4 p.m. Join us for some fun.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody right there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you...
Did you know the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in? Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Good afternoon. This is Talented People. I'm Jeannie Murphy. I hope you're having a wonderful day. It is already the 23rd of May, 2018, and I am broadcasting this show from the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce radio station. Again, it's Talented People, and I'm Jeannie Murphy, and I'm going to give you an update on the forecast. If you happen to be listening in our area, it is absolutely gorgeous outside, I've got to say. So tonight, clear with a low around 52. Sunny all day with a high of 80 on Thursday, and then clear with a low around 56 on Thursday night. Sunny all day with a high of 84 on Friday, and then mostly clear on Friday night with a low of 63. And then Saturday, a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms after 9 a.m., but mostly sunny with a high near 87 on Saturday. And then on our holiday weekends, Saturday night, it's going to be a chance of thunderstorms and then a low of 65. And then chance of showers and thunderstorms all day on Sunday, mostly cloudy with a high of 77, 50% chance of precipitation. So that has gotten a little better. It was up at 80 before, so that's looking good. And then Sunday night, again, continuing chance of showers and thunderstorms, cloudy with a low of 60. And then the same remains on Memorial Day, cloudy all day with a high of only 70. And then chance of showers and thunderstorms again on Monday night, mostly cloudy with a low of 57. So that's the update on the weather forecast. I'm very excited to be able to share with you some information today about an upcoming event called the Metro Women's Leadership Summit. And it's going to be held on June 1st at the Newark Liberty International Airport Marriott. And our guest, as you know, I'm sure, Carol Gable. She's the former vice president for the State of New Jersey Chamber of Commerce and also with the State of Delaware. And her colleague, Joan Verplank, are going to be calling in and talking to us about this event that you're surely not going to want to miss. So if you hold on just 1 second, I'm going to play you one more commercial, and then I'm going to get right to the interview. So thanks for hanging with us, and we'll be right back.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
All right, welcome back to the show. This is Talented People, and I'm Jeannie Murphy. I want to, before we get into our interview today with two ladies that are very dynamic representatives of the state of New Jersey, I wanted to let you know about an event because I know our show follows Richard Scuderi's show on home on interior improvements. And if he didn't mention, since he's so humble, he is going to be appearing on Saturday, June 2nd at 11 a.m. at the Barnes & Noble over in the Bridgewater area of New Jersey. If you happen to be listening in, his book, The Lonely Boy, is really such an interesting story. It's his personal story. And if you know him and you'd like to learn more about him or have a signed copy of his book, then go ahead and visit the Barnes & Noble next on June 2nd. So, Carol, are you there?
I am, Jeannie. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Doing great. Thanks for having us.
It's our pleasure to have you guys. I'm just reminding everybody what we're going to talk about right now. You have an upcoming event. It's already just a week plus away. And Carol, why don't you give us a little bit of introduction to yourself and tell us about what is going on?
So as you know, Jeannie, and thank you for the introduction, spent many years with Joan Verplank at the New Jersey Chamber of Commerce. And during that time, many, many companies, many sponsors of events that we did together, and we actually had a great group of women called the NJ300, and we had amazing events. And really before the NJ300, it went back to Governor Whitman and working on the Governor's Conference for Women. So Joan and I have always had an affinity, you know, for women's issues, and we were very lucky. You know, we had the resources as well to facilitate some really amazing events. And, you know, from doing all these events, we learned, you know, what works and what doesn't and what's meaningful and maybe not so meaningful. So that background, I think, for this particular event really lends itself.
Oh, well, your experience and together combined with your all of your partners, stakeholders, and colleagues is really extraordinary. And so we do want everyone to know that this is really coming up quick. It's next Friday. And let's hear a little bit more from you about what exactly is going on that day.
Well, you know, we'll start with the theme. I when I originally looked at the theme and it was climbing the ladder, I just thought, you know, I'm trying really hard to wrap my head around this, but it's not working. I don't know that that applies to women anymore, you know, the whole climbing the ladder. So I just took a red pen and crossed off climbing and decided, I think it's supposed to be redefining the ladder, you know, so that excited me enough to really, you know, roll my sleeves up and, you know, our committee and create something, you know, give birth to a journey of sorts versus another woman's event. So I think the theme alone is really significant, especially with what's going on in the news, you know, about equal pay and women really, you know, starting to roar a little bit, you know, as we have over, you know, many years. But this time it's a different kind of roar, you know. So we're just exploring that at this, as I refer to, venue of inspiration versus an event. But it is just so dynamic. We're very lucky to have, you know, the First Lady, Tammy Murphy, the Lieutenant Governor, Sheila Oliver. Governor Whitman is going to be with us again with Congresswoman Bonnie Watson-Coleman. The lineup of speakers and the amount of attention and detail, I mean, it's just amazing. If you can't find a workshop that's of interest to you, I don't know. Yep. I would be dismayed.
That would be impossible. I can guarantee that. And everybody out there listening, it really is an extraordinary day. I mean, for one, if you can imagine Carol, and again, Carol Gable, with the State of New Jersey, formerly Chamber of Commerce, along with her colleague Joan Verplank, for years they have known everyone. And so you know how we say, it's not what you know, it's who you know. They've got like every single person that is anybody of anybody in New Jersey going to this event, and also facilitating, either possibly moderating, like I think News 12, you said, is going to be moderating one of your events, and then there's all of the panels and breakouts, close to 100 different presentations.
Yes. Channel 12 News, Katie Kiros will be moderating that event. We have somebody from NJTV moderating another event. ROI, the news magazine, will be there, and I'm sure there'll be quite a bit of press that we don't even know about right now because of the, you know, the level of attendees that we have. So it's pretty newsworthy.
Oh, it is, and it's just incredible who you have for your, you know, morning keynotes and your welcome, and then also your headliner at lunchtime. And so tell a little bit before we go to our break about the agenda and how people could go about registering.
Oh, sure. So the name of the conference is Metro Women Leadership Summit. The website eliminates leadership. You know, there's nothing worse than these really long email addresses, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's metrowomensummit.com. So I say it's like metrowomensummit.com because there are not two S's. There's only one S. But so that's where you go. And the agenda is really packed. In the morning, we'll start out at 7:30, and we'll have registration and breakfast. And then around 8:45, we'll start kicking it off with welcome remarks. PSE&G is our prime sponsor. So one of their superstar women, Courtney McCormick, will kick off the day and introduce the First Lady, Tammy Murphy, who will introduce the Lieutenant Governor, Sheila Oliver. And then we'll really get down to business. We'll start the whole day. There will be some exhibit tables, you know, some of our sponsors and some interesting vendors that will be there that you can go to all day long. We do have some authors. Some of the speakers have written books, which I know is really close to your heart, Jeannie, having had that background.
Yes.
So we'll have them available if, you know, some of the attendees really liked what they said in their workshop and want to get to know the speaker a little better. And then we have about 40 workshops throughout the day, divided in quarters. So in the morning, there'll be two sessions. One starts at 10, the other starts at 11. and then in the afternoon, 1:30, and then 2:30. So there's about 10 workshops in each breakout session, and we didn't emphasize certain verticals, but we did pay attention to them. So leadership, finance, healthcare, and political activism, all four, you know, we did keep in mind. But then we have some outlier workshops, you know, all about marijuana, some cybersecurity, infertility, anti-aging. I mean, you can put them into a category, but, you know, they're a little bit of an outlier. And then we're really fortunate to have Janine LaRue and Sally Glick, and they're going to do a plenary at the end of the day on networking, and they do it better than just about anybody. And then finally, we're all going to need a glass of wine, so
I'm all in for that.
Reception. I may have to, like, get another room for the night. I don't know. But, so it's going to be a really jam-packed day, and I'm so excited about it. It's just so much fun, you know, when you give birth to events, right? Tina, you've done a number of events.
I love them, but I love the way on the TV show you mentioned it's kind of a family reunion to you.
Yeah, it is. I'm going to let Joan talk about the family reunion, but and the only other thing I really want to mention is that we really did try to be inclusive. There isn't any one entity sponsoring or, you know, facilitating this event. It's a group of partners that are all coming together from all different walks of life, you know, different backgrounds, causes, reasons for existence, nonprofit, for-profit. It's just a big potpourri of efforts. You know, it's really not one person has really could really take credit for it. It's an event that really took a lot of effort. And so the partners are critical to this movement, as I refer to it.
Nice. Well, you're always so humble as well. We know how much work you put into it and everybody else over there. So I think it's great for you to acknowledge everyone. But before you go, because I know we're going to switch to Joan right after our break here. Before you go, Carol, can you tell us a little bit about, I want to talk real quickly, maybe a minute or two, maybe we can follow up on the back end of this program, about the United Airlines incentive.
Oh, sure. So United Airlines has always been an amazing sponsor for us. Joan and I, way back when, they've always been tremendous when they were Continental, and we still deal with the same person from Continental, and they've just been so gracious. And so they've given us two free round-trip tickets, and we were thinking, you know, how do we utilize these tickets and give them away in a fair way? So for everybody that signs up, we're really encouraging them to fill out their e-profile. And that e-profile is really, really important because everyone that does fill it out, it is a chance to win these tickets. We figured that's the way to do it because part of the real benefit of filling out that profile is that you get to upload a lot of information that other women at that event want to know about you. So it really is beneficial for you to do that. We're going to keep those profiles up all year, and matchmaking of sorts will continue throughout the year. So if you didn't get an opportunity to meet a woman at the event and you see that they're in the business directory of, you know, Metro Women Leadership, you can contact them. You know,
that's what it's all about, right?
Yeah, I mean, so it's not a one-hit wonder, as you know. It's going to continue. This is really where it begins.
Yeah, it is where it begins. And again, that's a really cool incentive to be able to, like, okay, so the procedure is for those listening who want to go to the event next week on Friday, June 1st, at the Newark Marriott Hotel, that basically they go online to MetroWomenSummit.com, sign up, they can see the agenda, they can see the speakers, they can see the whole entire lineup, and then after they do register, they'll get an email setting up their profile, which gives them a chance to perhaps win two free round tickets by United. And that's just the beginning of the, I want to say, benefits of going for the day. What Carol mentions about just being part of that profile, to be able to kind of consider yourself in a new community of women, 700 women who are the movers and shakers of the state of New Jersey, all going to be there. I wouldn't miss it for anything. So I know Joan for Planks coming up next. We have to go to our break. We're a couple minutes off, but it's 3:20 right now. I'm Jeannie Murphy. This is Talented People. We're talking about the Metro Women's Leadership Summit being held next week. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
This is Tony Clark, Para Planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody out there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know? The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in. Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
All right. Welcome back to Talented People. I'm Jeannie Murphy, and good afternoon. I have been on the phone here for about 20 minutes talking about this amazing upcoming 1 week from today summit that's going to be happening in Newark, New Jersey at the Liberty International Airport Marriott. It's next week on Friday, June 1st. It's called Metro Women's Leadership Summit. You can go online and look it up. They have really the most prestigious representatives of the state of New Jersey presenting, welcoming, and working along to for the betterment of women moving forward. And as Carol Gable, she's the executive director, says, it's not about, you know, climbing the ladder or breaking the glass ceiling anymore. It's actually about redefining the ladder. You know, actually kick it over, drop it to its side, and then run over it. That's how I feel about it, and I can't wait for the summit. But right now, we have one of our colleagues here who is also with the State of New Jersey Chamber of Commerce. You probably recognize her name. And her name is Joan Verplank. Joan, are you there?
Yes, I am.
How are you?
I am well, and that's a very fun visual graphic.
I'm getting it from you guys, and I'm like all about it. I totally agree. It's nice to talk to you. It's been a while. I know that we've had many years of overlapping, and it's good to talk to you again, and I hope you're doing well.
Oh, I am. And I love the fact that we're talking about this because it really affects so many women in the state, and it's such a fantastic opportunity.
Oh, it is. And you guys have done an incredible job of getting it to the point where it's at. So why don't you tell us a little bit about it from your perspective?
Well, I think there are a couple things. Probably one of the most challenging programs that we ever did at the Chamber as an annual thing was the Governor's Conference for Women. Early in the Whitman administration, Governor Whitman decided that she would like to host a program like that, but thought it was better outside of government than in. She was concerned about the ethics of raising money from companies to do something in her name. So she wanted us to take it and run with it, but was always there, and her team was always with us. And, of course, when you're doing a program like that for a governor, it has to be all things to all people. So the challenges of those conferences were extreme. You know, it had to be suitable for students. It had to be suitable for welfare recipients, executives, you know, everything in between. So that was the real challenge, and it got us accustomed to having a lot of diverse, multiple options on the table, because clearly a CEO is not going to want to go the same thing as a displaced homemaker.
Mm-hmm.
And as that program grew, we also, I think it was our last one, ended up in Atlantic City, both from a political standpoint, because South Jersey was feeling a little dissed, and the fact that we had gotten so large that the convention center made sense. And once you do Atlantic City, it means a two-day program, which is even more of a challenge.
Mm-hmm.
And in that case, we had 300 presenters over the course of 2 days, because you have a lot of panels of like five people, four people, whatever. So it really isn't, you know, 300 presentations, but you have that many presenters when you do that. Just like we don't have 100 presentations, but we do have 100 functioning high-level women telling us what they think. So that's pretty good.
Yeah, wow. And you are right about the fact that there is, you know, the attendees all have special interests, not special, I should say, interests of their own. And so when you offer such a variety, you can invite everyone, which I even was talking to Carol about, that, you know, you guys are even open for having men attend this summit. Even though it's a women's summit, men do attend, right?
Only the very brave.
I know. I like them. I think they're smart. I think it's like the perfect place to go. And also because they support the initiative. So it's kind of like when someone puts their hands up and it's like, wow, really? So they're brave and they're actually really on our side. And
for many of us, I don't know about you, Chi, but I know for myself, most of my mentors coming up through my career, just by virtue of who was where at what time, were men. Chamber work when I started was about 75% male and about 25% female. And by the time I left the chamber, it was almost flipped upside down.
Yeah.
The only problematic part was that the women still weren't penetrating deeply the very high-end, you know, metro chambers, the really state chambers. I think there were only, at most, during my career of 16 years, there were 3 state chamber presidents who were women at our high point. When I left, I think we were down to, when I left, I think there was only 1 left, maybe 2. So it's not all good news, but
oh, I think
it's
good news. Yeah. Well, to me, it's good news. I'm a mother of 2 sons and a wife. And I think you're right. The guys that show up are brave, and I think we know that they're welcome, which is exciting too. But I also fear for them because, you know, there's no taking back women on the right track. And whatever, like what Carol was describing is the right track for each individual woman is really like the bigger picture. It's like, let's just not sit in some stereotyped formulation of what we are to look like. And I got to say, on top of it all, what you guys have put together, it's interesting to me because technology, we can see the changes. We say, hey, you know, picture those little intercoms that you'd plug into your bedrooms and so on like 10 years ago, and now you're, you know, driving in the middle of the mountains and you've got your phone and your camera and everything else. We can measure these improvements, right?
Right.
And then when you look at the differences of what you say about like being in the chamber back, you know, at one point when it was 75-25 men, now it's 25-75 opposite, we don't really get to measure that as much, but we can see that it is definitely changed. I mean, we could see the 25-75, 75-25. Now it's a matter of how do we allow to really break the entire thing apart and say, you know what, this is all for the betterment of the individual woman who wants to, I mean, it was back where it's like, you know, bring home the bacon, blah. And then it was like balance work and family. All that stuff is still true. But there's still another level to it of where a person has the ability, like Carol described, which I love, is to just consider your own level of success. Where do you grade yourself an A+, you know?
Yeah, and as you mentioned, the days of "you've come a long way, baby."
Oh, my God. It's like I was, you know, a kid then, and I know you were around too, but I don't think half the people who are under 35 or so even know what we're talking about. But we do. We know what we've done so far, and a lot of the ladies out there who made all this happen, women, right now, you know, we're like, we haven't even scratched the surface yet. That was just the beginning of, let's fix that. And now let's really fix it, you know.
You know, Jeannie, you touched just a little bit on the logistics of all this. Mm-hmm. And it might be helpful for your listeners to understand that when they go online to register, they will be given a choice in each time slot to choose from 10 different offerings, which means, obviously, it's like when you're on the airplane and they tell you what's for dinner. They've got four choices, and then they caution you to have a second choice because they don't have enough of any single thing.
Yeah.
It's all remarkably the same. I mean, whether it's beef or chicken, it all tastes the same on the airplane.
But, right, right.
The
except United.
Exactly. Especially first class United.
Wow.
The breakouts here are the same kind of thing. So we would urge people, because some of them are limited numbers. So when you go on to choose, and you customize your whole day's program. So out of 40 choices, you make the four that you want. Well, we ask you to make 8, because we need a second choice in each quadrant, in case by the time you register, what you wanted to get into is full.
Mm-hmm.
So anybody who is really serious, and once you look, you know, the easiest way for me when I go online is on the sessions page, there are plus signs to the right of each of the offerings, and I take all 10 of them and click them open so I can see everything that's available to me in each quadrant, and then I pick my first choice and my second choice. So I think I saved everybody a little bit of time who is thinking about signing up, because it makes it much faster and easier. And then you've got Brett Carroll's great idea about the profiles and the matching that goes on throughout the year. We anticipate having something mid-year. We've got an offer on the table, and we can't announce it just yet, but it'll be a mini version, I think, of what we're doing here, maybe focused on just several options. But people are excited.
They are excited. And I love the fact that, you know, being this is the first of, hopefully, you know, 100 years of every year celebration. You know, the fact that you have such high-profile corporate sponsors and diverse organizations that are all coming together, like how many different types of organizations across the state are actually those, you know, we understand that there's a difference between a sponsor like a PSE&G or AT&T. That's encouraging, because those are the corporate people saying, we want to have this happen. We want you guys to get together, learn how to grow. Let us learn how you're going to teach us how to grow, really. And then you've got the diversity of the organizations that are all supporting it across the state. So can you talk about that for a bit?
Yes, and thank you for, I had just written down partners on my pad, actually, because I don't want to miss the opportunity to thank our partners and point out that our success will be largely based on their marketing to their members. It's one of those where, in most cases with our partners, there are organizations representing women, like the Center for American Women in Politics or the Women's Political Caucus or Latina Search. It's clearly women's organizations, so it's probably as direct a market as you could have for a program like this.
Mm-hmm.
And by having the heads of those organizations, we were able to find speakers from those communities that we probably wouldn't have even known about had they not been our partners.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's what the corporate community likes to see as well. You know, it isn't just one group. It's the politically active, it's the ethnically active, it's Newark, it's the whole rainbow of what takes place in the region in New York, New Jersey. We have people from Higher Heights in Manhattan. So I've never seen anything quite like this put together, so it's pretty exciting.
Yeah, well, and that coming from you and Carol, I can't even believe it, because everybody out there listening, this is Talented People. I'm Jeannie Murphy. You're listening to a conversation right now about the Metro Women's Leadership Summit coming up on June 1st, and I'm speaking with Joan Verplank right now. And, yeah, knowing how much you all have done and the team that you have together working on this with the years of experience and the years of relationships and everything about the state of New Jersey, I just can't imagine anybody who has, you know, the ability to go wouldn't want to be there. By far, the beginning, the whole entire day, the agenda. Can you just kind of tell people a little bit more about, I know that Carol mentioned it, but just to recap again, if someone came in late, a little bit about the day.
Yes, the day starts at 7:30. I don't want to scare people away with that. It's just to accommodate registration and a cocktail party.
Yeah.
That would be great, wouldn't it, if we started with 7:30 with a cocktail party?
Mimosas.
Continental breakfast. Salute.
That'll be 10 years from now.
and then we open right around 9, maybe a little before, with First Lady Tammy Murphy doing a bit of a welcome and introducing Lieutenant Governor Sheila Oliver, who will do the plenary in the morning. Then we break up into workshops from 9 to 10 and 10 to 11. Come back for lunch with Sandra Yancey. I don't know why I always blank on her. And then we have afternoon breakouts after that, ending with another plenary with Janine LaRue and Sally Glick talking about networking. And for your listeners who may not know these two, they're legendary in the field of networking. One will talk about the importance of it, why, you know, how you do it, and the other talks about something nobody talks about, which is what do you do once you've done the networking? How do you follow up?
Is that Sally?
No, Sally will do the beginning. Janine LaRue is famous for her LaRue list.
Oh, how fun.
She is the one who has a system for managing the contacts she makes and actually monetizing them.
Yeah.
So it's pretty, you know, most of us are not disciplined about that. We look at that pile of business cards on our desk, half of names we don't recognize, you know, by the time we get around to looking at them. We didn't enter them into our contacts. We didn't do all the stuff you're supposed to do. But Janine is really good at saying, all right, now you've mastered working the room. How are you going to make that pay off for you? And so many women are entrepreneurs that absolutely need that information.
Oh, absolutely. And I got to tell you, honestly, Sally Glick, I love her to death. And her name comes across my desk, I swear to God, at least once every 2 days. She is, like you said, like it's famous for the networking. So she's perfect to co-host with Janine on that, because it is true. And I will say, even you too, both you, Carol Gable, and you, Joan Verplank, go back. My initial circle of my entrepreneurial world was with my first little client, other than Dr. Paul Marciano, my book author, and then he's like the king of employee engagement, by the way. I'll plug for him. And then Bart Jackson.
Oh, yeah. How is Bart?
He's great. Oh, my gosh. I'm sure he's listening now. I know Carol Ezzo is always one of fan. But, yeah, they were like my original customers 10 years ago still to this day. And I always say, as an entrepreneur, my 10-year anniversary this year started with a handful of people who have just literally supported me, including you guys, over all these years. And it's so, like, to me, what you're doing at this event, giving entrepreneurs, and like you said, almost anyone, you don't have to be a leadership CEO, you don't have to be a manager, you can come to this event, and even men, again, are welcome, and then to be able to use the power of the technology, of the profile, so that if you don't have a chance to meet, you know, a handful of people, at least, which of course you will, you get to access the database of a whole new community of people in the Metro Women's Leadership Summit, which I love.
Well, to your point, too, you know, Carol and I are looking forward to reconnecting with all of our old contacts, our old friends.
Yeah.
We have not been in a single place lately where so many of our colleagues and friends will be. So it's pretty exciting for us.
It is exciting. And I mean, I got to be honest with you. I just love the way that, you know, I think it was Carol who said it earlier. It could have been you that said you're still talking to the same person when it was Continental Airlines. I mean, that is the most perfect example. Like you talk about the ladder tipping over, which I fell off my ladder last year, so it's very visual to me. But the idea of having that relationship that you can say, hey, you know, because I even mentioned it on the television. I said to Carol, I said, it's really difficult to get, I mean, for one, two round free tickets from United that you guys' relationship goes back to again to when it was Continental. And it's just, you know, it is what that is. It's like perfect picture of a lifetime of making those, you know, relationships into friendships and into, like Carol always says, it's not about the work. The work's behind a friendship. And I agree with that. And I know that you guys have done just a phenomenal job by getting this all together and having it be so exciting and worthwhile for any woman or man across the state or around the surrounding area who can make it over to the Newark Liberty International Airport Marriott on next Friday, the 1st of June.
It's going to be fun.
Yeah.
You'll learn a lot. You'll be exposed to a lot. You'll meet a lot of people, reunite with some friends. But overall, it's going to be a dynamic, high-energy event. Nobody's going to be dragging home on Friday night. They're going to be excited.
Yeah, and after it, there's a cocktail party too, right?
Oh, in the morning too, as we said.
That's so funny. Screwdrivers, right?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Exactly. Have a mimosa before we start.
Love it. Yeah, but it is going to be a great day, and I know that you guys are getting ready to go into one of your other meetings, so I wanted to just ask you, Joan, if there's anything else you'd like to make sure everybody knows about. Then I'm going to go to a quick break, and then I'm just going to be able to say hello and goodbye, I guess, to Carol again, because you guys are running into your meeting, understandably.
Well, just know that we invite you all to join us. It's June 1st, a week from Friday. Go online, and even if you're just curious, go online. You can hit the register button, which will take you to the various offerings. It doesn't mean that you're registering, but you can scroll through everything, click all the pluses, see what's out there. We have a speakers 2018 tab. You go there, you see the speakers, pictures, their bios, and you can connect them to the workshop so that you can see, get a little more information about who's going to be where. And I think you'll be hard-pressed to not want to come once you do that.
Agreed. Absolutely agreed. All right. Well, thank you so much, Joan.
Thank you.
Yes, our pleasure on behalf of all the listeners and watchers out here. I'm going to just go back real quick to our commercial break, and then we'll be able to say a couple few last words from Carol Gable, and we'll see you next week.
Yeah.
All right. Stand by.
One of the biggest decisions in your lifetime is buying or selling a house. Choosing a realtor with strong client communication, technology, and marketing skills will dramatically improve your chance of success. That's why Hunterdon and Somerset's residents rely on Joe Peters. Joe believes his clients deserve a smooth and seamless experience, not a roller coaster ride. As a Coldwell Banker sales associate with 20 years of experience, he's helped hundreds of people to achieve their goals and dreams, no matter where they were in the buying or selling process. Joe accomplishes this by approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, he tries to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them his own. Then he takes the mass amount of data that's available and distills it down to a few understandable action points. And finally, he controls the entire process through technology and marketing. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let Joe show you how to take his professional expertise and put it to work for you. To contact Joe, go to jpeters.com or call 908-238-0118.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hi, I'm Jeannie Murphy, host of Talented People Radio, produced by Mariah Media. Our show is fun, and we specialize on interviewing some of the most awesome people from around the world. Tune in and watch our live stream on Facebook, and don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel so that you can watch past episodes. Talented People airs every Wednesday from 3 to 4 p.m., join us for some fun.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody out there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get
get involved.
Everybody, you!
Did you know the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in? Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
All right, welcome back to the show. This is Talented People. I'm Jeannie Murphy. Hope you're having a really nice day. It's absolutely gorgeous here, finally. It's May 23rd. Feels like it's like March, if you ask me, because I still can't figure out where are the flowers. And I don't get it. But anyway, it's supposed to be kind of decent today and tomorrow, and then it's going to be kind of iffy for the holiday weekend. And next week on Friday, June 1st, there's an extraordinary event going on for women. It's called the Metro Women's Leadership Summit at the Newark Liberty International Airport Marriott. And it's a full-day event. And I've got actually Carol Gable back on the line there. Are you there, Carol?
I sure am, Jeannie.
Thanks. Okay, so now it's up to you. What else do you want everybody to know?
Just that, again, it's even though it isn't a one-hit wonder, it's still important to be there. If you're not there, you know, you're going to miss out, because everybody that does show up throughout the year, they're going to continue the party, so to speak. You know, because if you're in the profile, then that networking will continue throughout the year. We're always going to be sending new information. You have the opportunity to sign up for a newsletter, and the reason that we put that into place was because we know how spectacular some of these speakers are, and it would be really great, you know, to hear from them throughout the year. You know, in the form of an article, maybe a tip, maybe, you know, something that these speakers want to offer and share with the audience throughout the year. So everybody that doesn't come, they're going to miss out. So I'm going to throw that out there and tempt a few more people to come join us.
Absolutely. And believe me, there's absolutely no reason that they shouldn't be. I mean, if if for one, it's an opportunity, you know, it's kind of the opportunity of the year, I want to say, for now. That's what I think. You guys have had such, you know, amazing connections and relationships for so many years. Your team of people who working together on this have called in like all the corners of the state, the past, the future, the present, and brought it to so many different levels with so many different types of opportunities for anyone who's kind of interested in anything to be able to partake in and learn and network.
And, you know, I kind of think of this more of a story time, if you will. I mean, yes, there's pertinent information, and some of the workshops may be a little more technical, you know, cybersecurity or, you know, the how-tos of starting a business. But it's also an opportunity to meet some legendary women.
Right. And on top of that, Carol, you know, I know that it's for some people out there, they may have already maybe have a conflict or they have something else on their calendar for the day. But the truth of the matter is they could make it to both. I mean, your morning starts so early and then the afternoon goes. And then after it's over, there's still another networking opportunity that's going to go until probably 4 or 5 or so at night. Right.
Yeah, it's all day.
And the way the breakouts,
the opportunity, it's worth the investment.
Oh, it is, absolutely.
And get into the system, you know, to be with these women. I think Joan and I are living examples of, you know, having endured adversity, lots of trials and tribulations. It's really, it's such a priceless, opportunity to be able to see women that have really made a dent, you know, into the fabric of, you know, what we as women have done in New Jersey. And so it's not only about, you know, I have to say I get so tired of going to some of these, you know, conferences and you sit in a room and everybody tells you what to do.
Right.
All right, so if you want to start your business, you have your business plan and, you know, it's a how-to, right?
Mm-hmm.
This is really different because you're going to meet women that are going to tell their story. They're living, breathing, walking examples of, you know, what went right and maybe sometimes what went wrong.
And the what went wrong are, to me, the best.
President of the state chamber, woman president.
Mm-hmm.
You have Christy Whitman, the first woman governor. You have Bonnie Watson Coleman, fourth woman, first black congresswoman, fourth woman congresswoman. I don't know how you say that.
Member.
member of Congress, why? Why are those totals so low? And you get to hear it firsthand from them, where do you get all these women, fabulous women, under one roof, that are willing to tell their story and not tell you how to, put on your stiletto. So,
right.
It's a big, and walk up that ladder, right? So...
No,
it's
a different feel. And just being on the radio here or television, whatever, when I'm talking to people, I'm always much more interested in those challenging stories of the what went wrong instead of what went right. And I love the fact that there's more confidence and resilience in women, that they can tell a story and be like, as we get a little older too, it's like been there, seen it, done it, and lived through it. And then when you look back at those stories and you say you did really live through it, you're like, wow, that was nothing. And it's like liberating to the fact that you could take on anything.
It is, and that's a really strong story. I mean, I know just from Joan and myself, but then, I'm sure Governor Whitman and there's other women. It doesn't have to be political. I mean, all of us were kind of snaggled into a political web, but there are other women that have had, they were homeless, didn't know where they were going to get their next dollar, and they are top CEOs. Those kind of stories motivate me.
They motivate me too, but I'm going to just, mention how I guess I'm easily motivated or something because when I was talking to you the other day on television and you said that, women, this gives women a chance to start to realize that they can measure their own success however they want to.
Right.
Like literally it was so gorgeous out today and I made a couple phone calls for my clients this morning and I really kicked it. Okay. I did a great job, but I was by myself because it's me, myself and I, right?
Yeah.
So I was walking into the garbage down to the end of the street and I had my hair in a ponytail and I was like, what would Carol Gable say about this? And she would say, I did great today. And I was like, I'm going to give myself an A+ and I'm going to wear my hair in a ponytail to the radio today because it is me, myself and I. So
it's right.
Yeah.
We have a mutual admiration society for one another because that's my favorite line that you stole.
I couldn't help it. I also love your drive in your lane. That's your thing. We were talking one day. I got to tell everybody out there because you need to know Carol. Go to the event on next Friday just to meet Carol, by the way. No, it's just true. It's like the database and all that other stuff is on the side. Carol and Joan, they're going to be there. This is awesome. But one day I was talking to Carol and she said, well, I'm just saying, I was having some challenge in my own personal business. And she said, just drive in your own lane. You just stay in your lane, right? And I'm like, So now that has applied to like 18,000 different things that I say all the time. And yeah.
I have to give credit where it's due. So somebody told me to stay in my own lane and I just listen too. And that's really the essence.
Maybe next year that'll be another one of your breakout or panel or something.
Abundance, right?
Oh,
sense of me keeping that a secret, right?
Yes.
So if it helps you, it might help somebody else.
Oh, absolutely. Right. Abundance is your synonym or something. It's Carol Gable abundance. It's the way the whole world works. It's all about the universe, and that's what you're doing, by the way. Again, all you, both of you guys, Joan and your whole team over there, Carol, creating abundance for women by having this women's summit. That's probably the best way I could put it.
That's a great quote.
There you go. And it's the truth. Everybody out there who knows me when I'm talking knows I am a big cheerleader and a fan of the people that I have on the show. But I just want you to know I sincerely mean that. I want everybody to know how important it is to be able to take the opportunity to improve yourself, like by just be connected. Go to an event like this, and then all of a sudden your universe is open into a totally upside down place. And there's so many people out there who absolutely want to help. That's the best part too, right?
So here's how much you're loved. So, Diane Simovich is coming to my event, but guess what? She's leaving to go to the Hunterton
County event, and you're going to be there.
For the Red
Shoe. I told her to drag you back to my event.
I'm going back. I'm going there. I've already got it. Colleen and I are doing it. Colleen and I are definitely doing it. As a matter of fact, I would never be sincere to saying to all these people out there to go there unless I'm telling you. It's like I was talking about half-day events. I don't care. I have to switch things around because Diane is a client, and I love the Red Shoe. I love BW Nice, and she is speaking at your place.
Yeah, let's give her a little hug because that's really close to my heart, domestic violence. And, you know, they are just turning that whole workshop around, and they're adding fostering a community of sisterhood, you know. Where,
exactly.
And, you know, that domestic violence has no profile. I've counseled doctors that were abused and beaten by their husbands or someone in their domestic, you know, situation. So, you know, what is it by, you know, but for the grace of God, right?
Right.
You never know when you're going to be in that situation. So.
And it's okay. They say it's 1 out of 4. I am absolutely, totally of the belief it's like way higher than that. But what I want to say to everybody out there is, by the way, if you are looking to support BW Nice, don't forget to buy the book Toward Light, published by Mariah Publishing. And Diane Simovich has collected about 17 different stories from her survivors. And the book is for sale online at the BW Nice website.
That's
and it's also direct, you know. But I just want everybody else to know again, Carol, about you and Joan and your team. With all my heart, I hope you guys can make it out next week to the Metro Women's Leadership Summit. And last words from you, Carol.
Thank you, Jeannie Murphy. You are the best.
You're the best. You guys, I'm serious. I love you, and I can't wait to see you next week. And to all you guys out there, don't forget to go to the Women's Summit. It's MetroWomen'sSummit.com. Sign up, and we'll see you there. All right, you guys, have a great day and have a great meeting.
Thank you so much.
All right, take care. And all you guys out there, if you want to watch a Facebook, you can actually watch a video on Facebook that I had at Princeton Television for Talented People TV. If you go on YouTube or Facebook and check it out. It's, again, about the Metro Women's Summit. And I can't tell you, honestly, you just don't want to miss it, all right? So take care, have a great week, and I'll be back with Talented People next week.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News.
Currently, President Trump is in Bethpage, New York, taking part in a roundtable on immigration and the dangers of MS-13.
Democrats have to abandon their resistance to border security so that we can support law enforcement and save innocent lives. And I noticed recently where Democrats, Nancy Pelosi as an example, are trying to defend MS-13 gang members. I called them animals the other day, and I was met with rebuke. They said, they're people. They're not people. These are animals.
NFL owners have unanimously approved a new national anthem policy that requires all players to stand if they're on the field during the performance of the national anthem, but does give the players the right to go to the locker room if they prefer. This is USA Radio News.
So here's a great question. How much would you save if you joined MediShare for your healthcare program? The typical savings for a family is about $500 a month. You might save more. Tammy left a major company and needed a new way ahead for her family. She'd heard about the savings with MediShare, but was wondering about the network of providers.
Once we started the program, I have not had to switch one doctor for myself or for my kids. So all the doctors that we were previously with were all in MediShare.
And she says the process has been fantastic.
I got off the phone and I was like, that's what it should be like. It was a pleasurable experience. An encouraging experience at that.
MediShare might be just the thing you're looking for your family, your budget. Use the savings for other things. Why not get your questions answered? Find out how much you can save. You can call right now. 833-39-BIBLE. That's 833-39-BIBLE. 833-39-BIBLE, 833-39-BIBLE.
Today, Vice President Mike Pence delivered the keynote address at the U.S. Coast Guard Academy's 137th commencement exercises.
I'm pleased to report to you, as the Admiral reflected, you do so at a time of historic investment. And as you accept the responsibility to lead Coast Guardsmen and women, I promise you, this Commander in Chief will always have your back.
Amazon is cracking down on customers who return too much stuff. Now, Amazon says it will ban customers and axe accounts for people who make too many returns, and in some cases, it won't even inform them. Now, it is worth noting the Amazon return policy is 30 days, but Amazon does not mention anything in that return policy about your account being terminated. Retail expert Katie Smith says Amazon is making a very bold move here.
When shoppers buy online, they obviously can't try the items. They can't, if it's clothing, they can't touch the fabric. So online retailers generally do expect a higher rate of returns than brick-and-mortar retailers.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141.